And we will give you riddle time. Here we are at riddle time. In this show, we give you riddles and jokes just to make you laugh. And we always have a lot of fun. Now I'm going to ask a very familiar question. Does anyone have any riddles?
Yeah.
Well, I should have known the answer anyway. Well, now we are going to tell you some of the riddles that we have. Notch, would you please say one of your jokes?
Dear my squirrel and the owl, who shy to use with his best guest towel.
That was very funny. Now we will have some more jokes. Griffox, would you please tell a joke?
What 10-letter word starts with G-A-F?
Automobile!
Automobile, that's preposterous! That starts with A-U-D, you nut!
But listen, an automobile can't start without gas.
Oh, boy. Now, Refod, would you please give a joke?
Piper. One day he comes home, he said, Mama, I'm not well, emotionally. I need a doctor. So, I sent him to a psychiatrist. After all, you can't help your own son. What's a mother for? So one day he comes home, he says, Mama, the psychiatrist has taught me home is a smothering influence. I'm holding out. So, I find him a room. After all, if you can't help your own son, what's a mother for? I give him rent money. I give him psychiatrist money. I give him a little extra so he should enjoy himself. Listen, what could I do with him? After all, if you can't help your own son, what's a mother for? So one day he phones me and says, Mama, you are giving me all this money just so I should feel guilty. Guilt is a mother's weapon. So I stopped giving him rent money. I stopped giving him psychiatrist money. And I stopped giving him anything extra. Now, it's been over a month. He's disowned. Can't find a job. The psychiatrist is still suing him. But listen,
happy. Okay. Now, Notch, do you have another joke?
No.
You don't? Oh.
I thought you did.
Okay. Isaj, do you have one?
A man was digging a hole in his garden with a dead calf beside him. And a suspicious man looked over the fence and said, Hey, that's my cat you're burying. The other man said, Hey, but my parakeet's inside him.
Okay, now Jimmy, do you have a joke?
Yeah, right here. Daffy Notion Genius. A person who can listen to the William Tell Overture without thinking of the Lone Ranger.
That was Mom.
Okay, Refox, do you have another one?
Yeah. Two bosses were arguing who had the stupider office boy. The first one called his office boy in and gave him a dollar and told him to go down to the corner and buy him a car. The second boss called his office boy in and told him to go down to the cafe to see if he was there. So the two office boys met in the elevator and they started arguing who had the stupider boss. The first office boy said, my boss sent me down to the corner to buy a car, and he didn't even tell me what make. I'm the second office boy, said. My boss sent me down to the cafe to see if he was there. And there was a telephone right beside him. He could have called.
Okay, Refine, do you have another one?
A dude was standing up his horse, and the manager of the dude ranch comes up and he says, "Say, pardon me, but aren't you putting your saddle on backwards?" "Huh, that shows all you know about it," says the dude. "Don't even know which direction I'm going in."
Okay, that was really funny. Refox, do you have another one?
Oh, yes. This little German boy had just come from Germany and didn't know how to speak any English, but he was very interested in the English language and he wanted to learn it and go to school. So he asked his mother if he could go to school. So his mother said, "If you learn 3 words today, I'll let you go to school tomorrow." So he was very excited and he wandered out in the park and there was the statue of George Washington and he asked one of his German friends who that was and he said, "George Washington." And then he saw this man selling trash cans and he said, trash cans, anyone want a trash can?" He says, "Ah, I learned another word, trash can." So he was walking along in the park and he met his friend and his friend asked him if he wanted to go to the circus and so they went to the circus and this man was calling hot dogs, red hot dogs. And so he said, "I learned another word, hot dog." So the next day he went to school and the teacher asked him, "What's your name?" And he said, "George Washington." And then the teacher asked him, "Where did he live?" And he said, "Trash can." And by that time, the teacher was getting pretty mad. And he said, "Another one of those funny cracks, and to the principal you go." And then he said, "Hot dog!"
Does anyone else have any more jokes or riddles? Oh, that's too bad. We have a minute left, too. Well, by the way, Jimmy, you have one polka dot sock and one striped sock.
Well, I got a pair.
You do not.
Yes, I do. I'm so I got another pair just like I took home.
Well, at least you got another joke in. It's about time for us to go. Here we are leaving, and watch for the next program.
You're on.
Now don't make a sound with that, Julia. We're gonna have to erase the whole thing.
You mean I'm on? Yeah. Is this thing, what does this mean? You mean I'm being monitored? The FCC.
Here we are.
The FCC says you got to make that noise like a beep beep beep.
Wipe it off.
Okay, here we are at XYWTV television and radio station.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I just been wiped off.
We are now giving you.
Don't,
you did it, Mama.
Right, stand up, boy. You got
now for the news.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I've just been amputated.
She was working a whole recording.
What are you thinking,
Foot?
Right now, we're gonna wipe it off.
You can't wipe me off. You can't do that to me. All right, I'll never speak to you again.
Wipe it off, David.
No, but we're
just sitting on
the news. Don't do it until we tell you so. Okay,
now for the news. A woman, very brave woman, had just hitchhiked from Lansing, from East Lansing, Maine to East Orange, New Jersey. Now we will interview her. How did you feel during your hitchhike?
Well, I felt very bad because my compass got screwed.
Oh, were you tired? Did you get tired in the trip?
No, I didn't get tired because I take all my B vitamins and my Tiger's gin every day, and I didn't get tired.
Yes.
I didn't get tired. No, I didn't get tired.
Wow, that's a great feat. Do you think anyone else could duplicate it?
Well, could anybody else do it? Well, I'll tell you, first of all, you have to have determination. Determination, and you got to be delightful and detached. You must be detached from the public transportation system. And above all, you must have a compass that is not all
screwed up.
And screwed. Screwed up.
Oh, I see. Dan, are you going to hike back there this summer?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to hike back this summer. I mean, the experience has been so great. I mean, man, it has been so great that I'm going on.
You're keeping on?
I'm going on down the road.
When are you going to start off on this journey?
Well, I understand that the commissioners and the chief of police would like me to leave. So, I guess I'll just have to go when they give the word.
Oh, that's too bad. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Anything else I would like to say? Well, I would like to say, yeah. Go, man, go.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Okay,
now we are going to give you the sports news. Now to our broadcaster, Jimmy Lane, down at ringside.
Well, folks, here we are at ringside. Jimmy Lane is up to bat. It's strike one, strike two, and it's a goal. All right, now we're skating down the ice
for strike one.
I just asked you, how long did it take?
It took her 1 week.
1 week? That's remarkable.
Remarkable? Yes, it is. She was drunk when she did it at the time. And as a matter of fact, I had to follow her in a plane. She was going so fast. What a remarkable sight. She was hiccuping all the way, and burps, too.
Well, that must have been a sight.
Yep.
Well, I must say the beginning of that program wasn't exactly honey, love.
I know.
Well, how did you feel when you were in the plane?
Oh, well, you might say, it wasn't so very unusual. I mean, you know, it's not a unusual thing for my mother. She's a kind of a weird person. She does odd things like this, every 2 weeks at least.
Wait till she hears this one.
Wow. I see what you mean. But this is the first time I've ever heard of her.
I know. She likes to keep things secret.
Well, what are some other of the strange things that she
does? Well, one of the most remarkable, I think, she cartwheeled 2.5 miles of the way and somersaulted about 8 miles of the way.
Boy, what a remarkable person.
Isn't she a weirdie?
What a way to talk to your about your own mother.
Well, my old lady is so hot, so I don't care.
Oh, she's not listening to the radio for your sake.
Yeah, I will.
Was it fun to watch her?
It wasn't as fun as it was the first time I saw her.
So what was she doing then?
Oh, she was checking from Minnesota to Florida. Nothing new.
Do you know any of the other strange things that she does?
No.
Other than hitchhiking?
Well, she has, she's carried an airplane about 5 miles. Of course, at the time, she didn't know that the airplane was off the ground.
Well, why didn't she know it?
Well, she isn't a real, she isn't a very, what is the word? She is, she isn't a very observant person. And very often she does things that she isn't quite aware of.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Like what do you think?
We're gonna take
the oftentimes she's taken one too many, you might say.
I know what you mean. You mean, the Pepsi Kelton?
Yes.
Do what?
David, would you want to hit the back out of the car?
I see what you mean. Isn't that very familiar to you? You hear it at the beginning and at the end of every program. Well, you want to know the pretty young lady that that plays that? No, it's not played on time. It's played on a recorder. And here, she is Kim Robbins, a very nice young lady. And now I am going to interview her. Kim, come out here.
Yeah?
Come on across that room.
I'm here.
Okay. Now, how did you get to win the title of the best recorder player of the year?
Well, I just played and played and practiced, and I love the recorder.
That's a beautiful instrument you have right there. It's a beautiful instrument.
Thank you.
I wish this was television instead of radio, ladies and gentlemen. You could see how beautiful an instrument she has. Of course, she's beautiful, too.
Well, of course, she's the ugliest person in the world.
Well, could you play the chimes that you play?
Don't listen to him.
Oh, she can't play worth a darn. You shut up.
That's very good.
That's the cue.
Now,
part of the show.
Now I am going to interview somebody.
But before I do that.
But right now, Kim got very mad at me for not letting her play anything. So now, Kim, how about playing Green Sleeves for us? English, but why is she bringing an interpreter down? Does she know English very well?
Not too well, but she speaks
French, and she is, as you know, 3 months old. She will tell me more.
How did she get to America?
Oh, we came by plane.
Idiotic.
And she will say things to me, and I will translate them to you.
Could you please ask the princess where she came from? What part of France?
Paris.
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 Oh, that's a beautiful place.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Her father's the king, isn't it? Well, how old is she?
She's 3 months, I told you.
She's really old, and she already knows French.
Yeah, she knows French and 3 other languages.
Would you please ask the princess which ones they are?
German. Spanish and French. This is German, Spanish,
French.
Oh, I see. Must be very remarkable.
It is quite.
Where is the king himself?
He is at home. We are having trouble in our country.
Listening to the radio?
Pardon?
Are they listening to the radio?
Oh, I don't think he has his program.
Talk English.
I am.
Oh, I see. That's too bad. Really? Well, how long does the princess have to stay here? Isn't she cute? How long did she have here?
She is only supposed to be here 5 minutes. She is way over the 5 minutes now.
Yes, I see. Then you better be on your way.
Yes, we shall be on our way. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, but the pleasure is all ours. Signing off. This is XYW radio station signing off. Stay tuned for the next program.
Testing.
This
is XYW radio. We are presenting a new program on Spanish Buenos dias, niño. Let us go on with last week's lesson in Spanish. Last week we learned how to say hello and good night and good morning, and we learned how to say yes and no and miss and mister. Okay, let's review it. Okay, this week we're going to learn each other's names in Spanish. Okay, Barry, your name is Marie. Say Marie.
Marie.
Everybody say Marie.
Marie.
My name's Mary. Joe, your name is Jose.
Jose.
Anyone say
Jose?
Jose.
Jose. I knew that before you did.
David, your name is David. Everybody say David.
David.
Carl, your name is Carlos.
Carlos.
Esther, your name is Esterly. Everyone say Esterly.
Esterly.
Carol, your name is Carmen. Everyone say Carmen.
Carmen.
From now on, we'll call each other by our Spanish names. Now let's review what we learned last week. Okay. How do you say good day, miss?
1 more minute, class is over.
Maybe?
1/60th.
1/60th. 1/60th.
Cut it out! It's Senorita. Okay, how do you say good night, mister? Bobby?
Buenas tardes. No, buenas noches. Señor.
Very good. How do you say good morning, Mrs. Anybody else besides Marie? Jose, do you know?
What'd you say?
Good morning, Mrs.
Mrs.? I thought you were Miss.
Esterly?
Good day.
I know it.
Good morning, Mrs.
Buenas tardes, senor.
That's good. Senor. Very good. What is it? What is C? How do you say? What does it mean? Carmen?
Okay, Marky, that's it.
Yeah.
Good?
How do you say no?
Hey,
it's good,
you guys. Go.
How do you say no in Spanish?
Oh, it's bad.
I couldn't hear
that. Actually?
What?
How do you say no in Spanish? No. Say no in Spanish.
Oh. You told me no.
Well, something like that. A very short one. Yes, something. All right.
Bye.
Now let's learn how to count to 5. All right, everyone repeat after me. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
And the rest goes on now. What's uno? Estelis?
One.
Good, okay. Let's go over again. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Okay, anyone see how far you can count? Who wants to do it? Davi?
Uno, dos.
Dos.
Uno, dos, tres, cinco.
Cuatro.
Cuatro, cinco.
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 Counting to
single.
Single.
Oh,
okay.
That's only 4 though.
No, that's 5. Alright, anyone else? Estelis?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
That's good. That's good. You can? Can you?
I
can. Uno.
Uno, tres.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro. Cuatro.
Cinco.
That's pretty good. Okay, Marie?
Uno, dos, tres,
a quarter is a four part. It's a fourth of a part. What?
Cuatro.
Hello. Cinco.
Cinco.
Okay, that's good. Really good.
He didn't have
okay, Carlos?
I'm not.
We'll try. What is the first one?
Tres.
No. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
That's good. Okay, let's do it once more. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Tres,
cuatro,
cinco.
That's gonna go on. Is there anything else? Now we can choose who if you want to learn something. Yes?
How are you?
Well, you say, ¿cómo está usted?
Como,
como, como está usted?
Well, you started, it's a very light D. Como está usted? Anything else?
Yes, how do you say come into my house?
Entre la casa. Say that.
Into la casa.
Entre la casa. Yes, Carmen?
How do you say one puppy?
What did you say?
How do you say one puppy?
Un perrito. Say un. That is one, only change a little bit. Un perrito.
Perrito.
Can you go
rrr?
Perrito.
Perrito.
Okay, that's good. Only it's perrito. Do you want to be a little girl or a little boy puppy?
Okay,
it would be un perrito. Marie?
How do you say cat?
How do you say cat?
Gato. You want to know how to say kitten too?
Yes.
Gatito. Carmen?
How do you say David is my big brother, not my little brother?
Oh, now let me see. David is my big brother, not my little brother. David is mi hermano grande. David is no mi hermano pequeño. It's kind of hard.
Okay.
You want to try to repeat it, or maybe later I'll...
Maybe later.
Okay.
I think later.
David?
How do you say in 5 days it'll be mine?
I'll just say, it really will? Well, I'll just say 5 days, okay?
Okay.
So you can say it. Cinco mañanas.
Cinco mañanas.
That's good? Let's everybody say cinco mañanas.
Cinco mañanas.
Good. How old will you be? How old will you be?
11.
You'll be 11? That's, 11.
Well, you told me that.
My time is running out, but I have just enough time to sing Las Mañanitas, which means, well, the name day, birthday. Translated literally is the name day, but the way you would translate it to fit the English language would be, happy birthday, birthday song. There's many of them. Well, I'll sing one is called Las Mañanitas. Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David, pero no eran tan bonitas como las cantan aquí. And then this is the English chorus to it. Awake then, oh my beloved, awake, for the dawn is nigh. Now the birds are sweetly singing, the moon has gone from the sky. And this is the first verse translated in English. With the morning song we greet you, as King David used to sing. But his song was not as lovely as his music we bring. Everybody try to sing. Awake then, oh my beloved, awake, for the dawn is nigh. Now the birds are sweetly singing, the moon has gone from the sky. If the watchman at the corner would be willing to comply, he would please put out his lantern. Though our mortal passes by.
The screen was...
Now I'm afraid the lesson must come to an end. Good night, everyone. Buenas noches. Buenas noches. This is XYW Radio Station
Signing off. Signing off. Be ready for the next program. The time is 2:45. Stay tuned for the news.
Now for the XYW news. A strange creature has been spotted in the middle of the night. It has landed 2 miles from the spot that it was spotted. Now for another item in the news. A mouse looked around the corner and his ears got blown off last night. All the mouses are trying to get to the hospital to see what's happening to the poor mouse. Now for another item in the news. A tornado has been spotted not very far from here. Now for another item in the news. Miss Jocelyn Tilson and Miss Judith Tilson has gone out with Mr. Gannett and Boo and Ceci. They will be back at 7, we hope. Mr. Woody Stauffer is getting used to the Minnesota climate. He only has 10 mosquito bites on his nose. 11 people had wieners at the Ken Tilson house. And beans. And no big explosion.
Luckily.
Miss Robin Stauffer and Miss Heather Tilson went on a bicycle build for two yesterday. And poor Mr. Mark Tilson hit his head, and the red blood went dripping down his neck. And he gnawed at his fingernail. Mr. Sean the Leprechaun got in Mrs. Deborah Stauffer's bed last night. And two petunias jumped down in the rain from their buds. Just a minute here, I got a paper. Now for the flash news. The monster has been spotted. It looks like a frog, but it speaks English. It says he's from Jupiter. Help! Wait a minute! Help!
Ooh, I want to be on the program. I'm family. I've been on Earth before. But nobody even told me before. And I got some real money from Jupiter. And I stole some from some people's houses.
Oh, I see there. Well, how do you like it on Earth?
Oh, I think it's a beautiful place. Oh, I come here every vacation time.
Oh, I just love it. Oh, that's nice. Where have you been landing?
I've been landing in the same place every time. And every time I hear on the radio from the people's houses, then I've been spotted, but they never find me. Oh, yes.
Well, how is Jupiter?
It's a lonely place. But I come here all the time. Next time I'm going to bring my family.
Oh, that's nice. How do they look?
Oh, they look like me. Only. Of course, they don't have tails. Only the papas do.
They haven't been spotted yet.
No, they haven't been spotted yet. My mother, she's up there waiting for me to come back. She thinks I'm never going to come back because I love Earth so much.
Well, that's nice. What do they call you down on Jupiter?
Well, they call me, my name is Sklash. Yes.
Well, Sklash, that's nice. What else do you do? What do you do to make a living?
I mow lawns of scrumy grass. I mean grass. It's called the scrumy grass. And I mow the lawns every day. It goes up to feet, and so I have to mow the lawns. I get paid 3 smudges for it every time I do it, and then I get real rich. And another thing, I learn the English language from just looking at you. Oh dear. And another thing, every time I come down, I read all the magazines and signs and, you know, books that they leave out in the street. And but let it speed nip at 30.
Well, you know those big contraptions that go down the street.
You mean, although they're so primitive, you know, we had them about 100 years ago when my grandmother was a little girl. Those things we called cars. You got it from us and you delivered it. We talked into your mind.
Well, that means that you can only go 30 miles an hour.
Oh, how come so slow? That's just creeping along. We go 600 miles an hour all the time. And they don't let us go any further. Gee, we're just creeping along 600 miles an hour. Why can't we go any faster, those stupid policemen? As you call them, they call them schmuggies or something like that. My uncle was speeding down the road, you see. And he wanted to be, he wanted to be in a race. Yeah, it was real big. All around Jupiter. It's not too big. Most races go around about 500 tons. But this time, he went 50,000 light years for quite a second. And wham, did he go around? It was real good. And he broke up his Shmuggy Ride. Shmuggy Ride is a big contraption that we race in. And we go around so fast. Those things, you know. But 600 miles an hour, why do they have those policemen make us do such things?
Well, gee, 100 miles an hour would break our cars.
So primitive people.
Hey, what are you doing to me? Stop it! Stop it!
There will be a slight pause. Well, I got to choke it off. I got this show, nobody can hurt me!
Leave me alone!
Ow!
My hand!
You better stop before I can break your knuckles!
Oh, my knuckles, it hurts! I'll get my chain and I'll tie you up with it!
Oh, my God! Oh, I can't run very fast! What are you doing to my help? What are you doing to me? Hey, leave me alone. This is the end of the news, thank goodness. Thank goodness, and stay tuned for the next program.
Oh my God, 32,